Did I give you the microphone, by the way? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We're ready.
We are. Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Columbia City Board of Works meeting to order. It's 5:18 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Crowder absent.
Because Dan was not here, and because Walt wasn't here or isn't here now, we can't do the minutes. So we'll go to Spectrum Engineering Fiber presentation. Ron. Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you.
Okay, towards the end of last year, the Columbia City contracted Spectrum Engineering to take a look at a municipal fiber ring connecting all the municipal buildings, substations, and a couple other points around the city. We put together the design specifications, the bid packages to go out and get pricing for material and construction labor. The four-page packet that you have today is going to summarize the bids that we received back for the construction. The second page is the summary of the bids that we received for the owner-furnished material. The third page is just a summary versus the engineering estimate to the actual prices that came in. And then the last page is just a document showing the fiber ring that was designed and everything, same as the package that was submitted before. So on page one is an award recommendation based on the proposals going out to eight different firms. A total of six responded, four with complete responses with pricing, two replied with no bid, and two other firms did not reply at all. Of the four bids, Gudenkauf Corporation was the lowest at $87,047.74, and Fiber Technologies was the highest at $226,330. It is noted that they quoted material as well in their price as a complete package versus just labor only and allowing the city to purchase the material. They did not give an alternate bid as requested as far as just labor. After reading through each of the proposal documents from the firms that submitted, all aspects of the specifications were met, and we recommend that Columbia City approve Spectrum to provide Sean with contract documentations for Gudenkauf. What those will include is, you know, the contract, detailed specifications, timing, and performance bond, so that we can provide that back to the city. And also with that would be knowing the lead time on the materials would be a project schedule. Estimated schedule would be start construction mid to late August with completion mid to late September. On page two is the award recommendation for the owner furnished material. We sent out the packages to seven different firms. We received a total back of four completed. Three were from actual supply companies completing all specifications for material, and one was from just a fiber manufacturer, just for the fiber cable. Wesco Distributing was the lowest for the complete package at $35,809.74. KGP Logistics was second, slightly higher at $37,530. Powerline Supply came in at $49,687.04. And then OFS Cable, who completed just the fiber-only portion of it, their fiber bid was at $21,354. It is noted that OFS Cable also provided that same price to KGP Logistics as part of their quote. After reading through the specifications for material that each provided, we recommend that you approve Spectrum Engineering to provide Sean with a material order documentation to go to Wesco Distributing for the total of $35,809.74. And we'll make that attention to Tony Perkins. And it is noted that the long lead time material is the fiber optic cable itself at 7 to 9 weeks. Once that order is placed and the date confirmed as far as delivery on that, we'll add that to the construction schedule and move forward with that. Just as a summary on the third page, just to be noted, back in October when we first looked at the design based on costs that we had in at that time from contractors, we were looking at the construction labor to come in at about $78,473, the owner furnished material just under $40,000 for an estimated project total in October of $117,857.55. With the low bidders coming in, the successful low bid for the project, if awarded, would be $122,857.48 for an increase between October of last year and June of this year, $4,999.93 on the project.
Remind me, how many strands?
48.
Initially, I think we were estimating the cost closer to $180,000. Then we re-engineered some things and did some more changes that got us down to where we're at now.
Yeah, I think you know, competition is always a good thing, and I think you can see that with these bids. Question I guess I have off the bat, are any of these companies local?
As far as the contractors, no, they are more regional, larger firms that would have a local presence. And it was also noted in the specification to have the availability to keep the price updated on a yearly basis for them to be able to do maintenance and everything for you.
What is the plan for maintenance, Sean?
Whoever we go with on the construction, which is, looks like it's Wheatenkopf, we were going to get a price on them, from them, just to come in and do a splicing and repairs and things like that. Eventually, long term, I'd like to train our own splicing crew. That requires some time and some material, but some equipment that I don't think we need to jump into right away.
Is there bleed over between kind of what your department does that could bleed over into doing this kind of thing, or is it kind of a specialized?
Mostly because we have a bucket truck.
Okay, well, that's
but the splicing, it's a completely different process.
Okay. Terry, are you going to handle all that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You have any questions?
Sure.
Marcia, have you had a chance at all to look over this, or?
Just now.
Is the, remind me here, Rod or Sean, either one of you, is this something where did our project get lumped in with like other projects as to try to get a more competitive price or anything like that, or are we kind of standalone, or how does that work?
We quoted it when it went out originally. It was standalone, and nobody wanted to bid it because it was very small, given exactly what they've got going on. And the competitive one that everybody is waiting for is something that Google's going to announce here pretty soon, which is going to pretty much swamp the fiber market. So we went through the city of Garrett is also doing a municipal connection back to the city of Auburn.
Oh, okay.
And connecting their commercial industrial customers back into them. So we lumped those two projects together as far as opportunities for the contractor. We lump them together as far as, you know, if you get this one, you get the other one.
Yeah.
We just lump them together as far as the amount of work that they have available to quote at one time.
Okay.
And the vendor where we get the materials is one of the vendors that's routinely in my office and that services everything that we buy other things from. So we have a relationship with them. They're Daleville, right down the road in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So not local, but right around the corner.
So, again, help me, and I apologize when I asked this earlier, but is this... We are authorizing Spectrum to sign a contract on our behalf. Is that correct?
No.
No. Just for us to put the documentation together to deliver to you.
To us. And then we'll have final approval. Or final. Okay.
Correct.
That helps me 1,000 times. Thank you for that. Okay. Okay. Do you have a question?
No, that's kind of where I was.
Okay. Well, it sounds like to me what they're asking for us to do is basically to move forward in putting together the document that has the agreement on it, and then those agreements will come to us, and we will then make a final determination.
Yeah, motion.
Yes. Do you want me to make a motion? Or do you want to make a motion?
Well, I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly.
Marsha, are you okay with that?
Yes, because then we still have review.
Right.
But you still want to do approval because it's still money. Being spent.
Yeah.
To even do that
for them. Yeah.
I guess I'd make a motion that we move ahead with the recommendations specified here by Spectrum to go to the next step and to
present us with. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. So to present us with documentation. Okay. Cool. Dan's making the motion. I'm just assisting. Because I'm a control freak. Okay, so I will second that motion. Is there any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you, Rod. Look forward to seeing those documents.
Okay.
Next up is ordinance violation extension for 110 North Walnut Street. Tim?
Yes, sir. On June 11th, I wrote up a violation for this property, 110 North Walnut Street. It's in violation of the Ordinance 95.04, rubbish, filth, trash, etc. In front of you are pictures. There's two different sets. There's two pictures that were taken on June 6th. Two more pictures that were taken on June 11th. It should be noted that the junk and trash and things like that on this property change daily. There's items that appear that weren't there the day before, and there's items that are gone from day to day. So every day it changes on what's either there or not there. And it should be noted also that these items that are there showed up around the time when we do the city trash pickup. So I believe that's where these items have come from, is the when residents set their trash out for pickup, that's when all these items showed up on this property.
As I look at this picture, Tim, it looks to me like there's also a high weeds and grass ordinance violation as well.
There could be.
I'm just, as I look at the picture, it makes sense to me, but clearly there's plenty of junk, and if it's all changing by the day, they're either, I'm assuming it's more or just a shifting around of stuff.
I think some of the things do shift from property to property. I'm not sure where all the junk ends up or where it goes, but it does seem to change almost on a daily basis. There's a blue chair in the front yard that wasn't there yesterday, but it's there today.
Well, as soon as I heard about this, I went out and drove around the property and did a little bit of research on it, and there is an ingress egress easement back behind the garage that property owner to the north is supposed to have some type of an access to get there. Quite honestly, I'm not sure how that's going to happen with all the stuff that's there.
Well, since you mentioned that easement, I believe that's why Mr. Simmons may be here, and I think he would like to talk to you guys about that easement. So
certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's an easement there that obviously is not accessible because of the stuff that's there. So it's clearly, in, I mean, even though it was somewhat stacked, somewhat, it still doesn't. Yeah, it just, I don't know how you properly say it.
Well, I guess my issue is, since these items appeared during the time that citizens are putting their junk out for pickup, I don't see any reason why we would grant this property an extension.
I would concur with that, and I guess I would also add the comment that typically when we have somebody who is requesting an extension, typically they show up. And I just want to make sure, just for the record, the owner was properly notified, signed in the certified letter, I'm assuming, or whatever.
No, she just talked to Sally on various occasions
okay.
and said she would be here.
And Sally said, here's the date, and she said yes, okay. So I concur, but do you have anything you want to mention or say?
With past experience here with these other gentlemen here, I think... my issue, as you pointed out, is a weed issue.
Okay.
You know, this guy's got a vehicle blocking my easement, not allowing me to access my property, take control of this weed issue. Therefore, you know, not only is that creating a hazard, but the junk that's piling around that property, next thing you know, we're going to have cats, mice, rats, a huge infestation of rodents infiltrating my property, therefore hindering me to make a, you know,
yeah.
That's a rental property, that's an investment property, income. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't have tenants in it, obviously I'm not generating income.
Yeah.
So
I concur. I have no problem with upholding the violation and causing the fine to be continued through.
I agree. I received a phone call from another neighboring property owner on this issue as well, and they were very adamant about upholding the ordinance
violation.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I have no problem.
So,
staying with what we got going on here.
So, I'll make a motion that we uphold the ordinance violation and deny the extension request.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay.
So what's the next step? I mean, what
they,
happens?
They get the ticket, right?
Yeah, once the time frame is up.
No.
Besides?
Not yet. We need to go back and do a recheck. So
okay.
There would be
right.
a recheck form generated through the clerk's office, and an officer needs to go out and recheck the property to see if it's still in violation.
Okay.
At that point, there would be a citation.
Okay. And while when the officer goes out, and maybe that's what you're going to say, when the officer goes out, I guess I would ask the question, when it comes to a vehicle blocking another vehicle's ingress, egress, is that our issue or is that an issue between the property owners?
And unfortunately, that's a private property matter. You could get hire somebody to help you or do it yourself to try to get an injunction from him doing that.
So
yeah.
As long as I've got some reinforcements.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. That unfortunately is your deal, but the junk, the weeds, and everything else can be the city.
That was going to be my question. What happens next? I think that was said. What is that place going to be cleaned up, or what's going to happen?
Well, they'll be fine if they don't clean it up by the recheck date, which is that 10 days after the issuance.
After they sign.
It's typically 10 days after they sign for the certified letter.
Okay. And have they received that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're in the 10-day period now. We're starting it, or we have it now, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like they signed for it on.
I don't know.
We can't see.
The letter was written on the 12th, and so I don't have the 10 days.
Yeah, but I would certainly think we're in the 10-day period.
Yeah.
So I guess the answer is after the 10-day period, if we go back for a recheck, if they're found still in violation, then there is a ticket issued?
Yes.
Is there a ticket issued every day that it's not cleaned up?
As possible.
Okay. So, okay. I'm good.
Okay, what happens if, here we go again, it's not like small claims court, what happens if they don't continue paying the fine? What's the next step? I mean,
I think that's for Marsha's office to fight it out, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just want to get something moving instead of waiting.
Yeah, and the weeds, the city can go in
and mow
and And but again, then you're taking a lien, you know, you're putting a lien on the property or whatever. So, you know, unfortunately, we can go in and get judgments, but.
Yeah. Mayor Daniels, you may be the only one in this room that has not, does not know what I've dealt with this gentleman.
Okay.
Since 3/26 of 10.
Okay.
I'll give you those. I'd like to have them back. Those
Thank
are
you.
The lawsuits that he's filed against me.
Okay.
Which he will do to the city.
Okay.
Marcia knows, I'm sure. I have been through the weed. There's stuff from the plan commission. Same thing you're going through again.
I will take a look at these.
I just think you need to stay on top of this, mm-hmm. or it's going to get totally out of control. It costs you a lot of money.
Yeah,
as I've been there.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate you know, as a citizen, I appreciate that. You know, I certainly we try to uphold the ordinances for all residents and citizens, but. We just make sure that.
4 years.
And I appreciate that.
Resolved,
I will go through these documents, I promise you. And I'll get them back to you.
And he is really not the one that's renting this. She is, and he lives somewhere else most of the time, or part of the time. This is all under her.
Pardon?
It's all under this lady. It's not under
on
him.
Ms. His Hinman. But.
But that's yes. where it's coming from.
I will take a look at these. So. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate that. Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Next up is pay request number 2 for Ironclad Excavating for the Southside Southwest Stormwater Project. I know in talking with Jeff, they are moving along, which is great. I think if he had told me correctly, is that I think he said the inlets along Vine Street, if they're not already installed, they are soon to be installed and are basically in working order. So, I don't know. Do you have anything on the Southwest Stormwater Project?
They're just moving right along.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I don't
know. So, I did talk to Jeff today, and obviously with the signature here, he is he is recommending that we move forward with the paying the balance due, which I think is $274,046.50. Would that be correct? And that's a motion.
That's a motion. I'll sign it.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, bills. We're in a race now. And I am not giving the total on that. That's Dan's job. Okay. Do you know? Can you give me a page number? Do you have a page number anywhere? Number 6. Let me get that real quick. I have looked up
these. I didn't keep the
cost. I'm sorry. I think I had the wrong one floated up. So I'm sorry. There we go. Page 6. Okay.
The number I have is basically pay the bills as presented in the mail with a grant total of $111,623.88.
And I will second that motion. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Board of Works issues, department heads? Anything?
Are you in a purchasing mood? Mm-hmm.
I need a bucket truck.
Need a bucket truck?
I missed the boat on that.
Yeah, that was the last meeting. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, my helicopter.
That. Michael.
I'd like to hire another employee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one down.
Okay. Do you have a problem with him proceeding? It's a replacement of an employee that is no longer with us,
right.
Correct? Okay.
No, not a problem.
Okay, so... you have our blessing.
Another thing, while I got your attention.
Yes.
We have the Park Street project, and that's supposed to, we're going to start that after we get done with the Elm Street. But I'd like to buy some pipe for that project and additional, a little additional pipe also while we're at it.
Okay.
So the money's there for the Park Street. We just go ahead and buy the pipe now and have it bought.
Do you have a problem with that? Where's the pipe going to be stored, Mike?
We're going to store it right down there.
At the plant?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you have an estimate?
Yeah. It's going to be $27,000.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But there, we'll have an additional pipe set in for the next project. We're just getting a price on it. By buying that much, we're getting a break.
Oh, okay. 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 So it's a quantity?
Yes.
Roger. Okay. Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we allow Mike to move forward with the purchase of pipe as he presented.
Second.
Okay. Motion second for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Anybody else? Tom, I saw your finger first. I'm sorry.
The last Board of Works was trucks. This one's in plates. I'd like that.
Can I have one too?
No. No, no.
No, no.
Definitely not. You already have two. Marcia, just as an FYI, Marcia will start to go to full days in the second, before the second meeting of July, or is it
yes.
August?
Come
yes.
See me.
Yes. So she will be here for a full day.
Can we get half of that day set up outside of Beth?
No.
No.
Sean.
We were going to talk banners, but I say we wait until Walt.
That probably would make sense. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, while you're on, Tom, we need to approve that gap time.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thanks for the reminder.
I didn't put it in.
I thought that was on the council.
Well, remember at the last meeting, Walt was worried about a little conflict. Marcia said we probably should wait till Dan gets back.
Yeah.
Are you on the gap time committee? Is he on the gap time committee?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I just,
He just doesn't show up.
That's because he's always coming to parking committee meetings.
But I fully understood it and read through it. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I have no problem with that.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we recommend to the city council that they include the fire marshal position as an approved gap time position.
Right.
Okay. The recommendation to city council. So we have a motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
Thank you.
Okay. We're waiting banners till next time. Marcia?
Just super quick for Sean's, just for your knowledge, I am waiting on the attorney for Noble REFC for that swap, so you might want to put a bug in your counterpart's ear.
We got the map, though, finally.
Yeah, everything's ready.
Okay.
It's all in his hands, and we're just waiting on it.
At least it's not.
And he's responded. I mean, he said he'll get to it, but I just want you to know.
Appreciate you doing that.
That's something we have to improve. Okay. Okay. Rosie.
You have to help me. Is it Jacaranda Heights?
Jacaranda Heights.
Jacaranda Heights.
I've heard of that.
That's the one on the top of Howard View, maybe.
Can you say it differently?
Jacaranda. The plat. I need the board's approval on the plat. It's already been approved through planning commission. Do you know what is that, Sean?
No idea what you're talking about.
Pretty paper here.
It's off of 101
right next
south.
I got scrambling.
By Hannah Street.
Is this not? It's off of Tower.
Really?
It's by the...
it's to the north of 100 South. Is it right? Would this be the Habitat Homes?
Yes.
Okay, so it's that big grassy area.
Probably because you don't have electric.
We don't have electric there.
There's five blocks there, and it's just north of one home there, and it's in between the two. Habitat Homes and the Home that's right there on the east.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we own that. What do they want to do there? Some sort of
that's the one we were just talking.
Just to clarify, is that where the beehives are?
No.
Be south of that, right?
Be south of the beehives. South of Giving Gardens. South of Hannah Street.
It's right across from the recycling.
It's right across from OmniSource.
Yeah.
On the grass.
How much room there?
By that red house?
Yeah. There's room for a housing addition in there?
Well, it's only five lots.
Five lots.
Yeah.
Huh. What did you say? Yes. Just five say lots. Yes. It's five houses.
Yeah.
Or five lots, excuse me.
Yeah, the lots are what, one?
No.
It's hard.
Yeah, the lots are 70 foot wide. They're about the same size as the Habitat Home.
I know this is a random question, and I mean, I'm not trying to hold anything up, but I do have the question. Since you're on Planning Commission, were you there when they discussed it?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess my question for you, and maybe more for the Planning Commission as well, is Tower View going to be able to handle the additional five lots and traffic that goes on Tower View?
I don't think so. The drives are coming obviously off of the Tower View, but
yeah.
It's really no different than a couple of existing homes that are there.
Is there, hate to ask this question, but is there going to be sidewalk on these or not?
No, we brought that up for discussion.
Because the others don't have?
The others don't have, plus the setback in the terrain that's right there, the sidewalk could be right up by the front door.
Okay.
So I know we did discuss it, but that location. I know it was pretty interesting. A pretty interesting discussion in the Planning Commission. The answer was no.
Okay, so the Jansons, that's who owns the property? I mean, according to this certification of ownership.
Was this supposed to go to Board of Works or was it supposed to go to City Council?
Board of Works. And Jeff gave it to me and said,
okay. Well, of course, I'm in favor of development. My only concern is that those offshoots onto Tower View, that's actually more traffic on Tower View, anyways. But there's. I'm okay with it.
What is the speed limit on that right there? Is it 20 or 30? I think it's 30.
30.
Does it go to 20 in the S's?
No.
No, it's a 30 all the way through.
That's
the only thing that might be brought up. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and again, I know that I've had some concerns about, I've had some concerns given to me by residents who live on or near that area that have talked about speeding on that area. Again, that has nothing to do with the plat of this, but something that we need to take into consideration.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you have kids or whoever moves into that area, it's a little bit of a spin on a county road that has a speed limit of 45, and I know of quite a few areas in the county that have homes that are relatively that close. Speed limit is still about 45 or 50. So.
Okay. So I will make a motion that we approve the plat of Jacaranda Heights. Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
Just more of a public service announcement. So everybody's aware, there's a local business took a bunch of pallets out along Business 30 just east of Jerry's Tire Service and burnt them, which would be actually out in the county. And we did receive several phone calls in reference to that, and I just want to make it known that there was nothing we could do about that because it was a county burn. So just make it, you guys know.
That's my signature. You'll get my call over here. Okay. Anything else for the board? Marsha, anything else?
Nope.
Rosie, anything else?
It was
I don't think there's anything else. Do you have anything else, Dan? I know, I'm sorry.
I love you for that.
It's going out of the flat, right? You have anything else for more?
No, I don't.
Okay. Then we'll call the meeting adjourned.